Welcome back here to Old Chicago here on the Garden City Community College Coaches Show. I want to give a big thank you to women's basketball head coach Greg Franklin and men's basketball assistant coach Mike Harmon for joining the show. Here are our final two guests, two student athletes from the men's squad, Charles Chukwu, Elijah Roberts. Guys, how are you doing tonight?
Doing good.
Good to hear. So, same hometown, same high school at Peyto. Charles, let me start with you because I saw that you won district MVP your last year there. You had a very successful high school tenure. What was it like playing Peyto?
Looking back, I like to say I was very blessed and fortunate to play with a great group of guards, great group of teammates for the past 3-4 years. I think it was something that I took for granted when I got to this level, JUCO, Division I, et cetera, et cetera. Like, I look back on it, and I'm really glad that I was able to play with a great group of guys like that.
Did you have a favorite moment from high school ball?
I'd say my favorite high school moment would be my junior year when we had made a crazy run. We went, like, I think we lost 2 games that year. We lost our very first game of the year, and then we just won 24 straight. I mean, we were 1 game away from going to state, but that was probably my favorite. Like, that entire playoff run was just it was a good memory.
I'm assuming you've never gone on a win streak like that before, ever.
No, sir.
What's the confidence like when you're going on that many games? Do you talk about it?
I mean, it's kind of like it becomes your everyday norm, but it's like it's just fun. It's like just showing up, you know, like wanting to get better, wanting to compete, and then just going out there getting a dub. It was a great time.
What was your first impression playing with EJ?
My first impression was I always thought he was, for one, I thought he was always underrated. I thought he was very overlooked for probably because of his size, but I knew, like, for sure, like, in the right situation, right fit, like, he was going to be a monster. And I already said this, but I'm really glad he's my teammate. Really great guy off the court. On the court, it doesn't matter. Like, I'm fortunate to be playing with him.
Coach Harmon actually was just mentioning, like, you kept mentioning to Coach Elmore, like, hey, there's a kid, we can get his film, and you kept showing that. What was it like when you first heard that he was going to be coming to Garden City?
I mean, for me, it was kind of like to see how he's doing right now, I'm not surprised. Like, I knew, like, if he got his moment, if he got his chance, like, it would click right away, and I think me showing Mike and Coach Elmore at the time was kind of like, this is someone, like I said, underrated, overlooked. Like, y'all need to give him a chance. This is someone, like, he deserves to be playing basketball, like, outside of high school. Like, this is a guy. This is a dude you need on your team.
EJ, let me flip to you for a moment. Take me through the last 12 years of your life, man. You go from potentially being a Division I bowler after coming back from an ACL injury to now being a key sixth man on this team. What's it been like for you?
Adapting, really. That's the best thing I could say, man. Honestly, when I went to Dallas Baptist, I don't know if Coach Mike referred to you, but we played with his cousin, Trevor Frank. Mm-hmm. So he goes to DBU, and he's doing his thing there, too. So he was like, hey, come along, man. So I ended up going there, finding, you know, another thing that I was good at, which was bowling.
We actually were just talking about that, and he kind of mentioned that Trevor had said, like, oh, EJ's coming to Baptist, too. He's like, oh, really? What for? He's like, bowling.
Yeah.
Could you even believe it at that point in your time?
Well, you know, my senior year kind of, like, popped out in the – my whole school that I was a bowler, or at least that was something else I also did. My dad was also very good, so I've always kind of been doing it since I was young. So,
Charles, let me go back to you for a quick second. Have you seen EJ bowl?
No. I didn't even, when I was a Division I bowler, it shocked me.
All right, so we got to go back to this then. What's the best you've ever bowled in your life?
I believe my best game is 256.
Okay, that's impressive.
Yeah,
I've bowled before, and I've not come anywhere near that. Talk me through a little bit of that. What made you want to pick up another sport competitively?
Honestly, you know, coming out of high school, I felt like Charles was saying, I didn't necessarily get a chance to continue my profession, I guess you could say. So, you know, I just found out, you know, there's an opportunity for something else. Trevor gave me the insight, and I decided to take it.
Let me go back to now you playing basketball. Take me through your first game back against Seward. You had that first bucket. It was a 3-pointer. It sounded like it was an insignificant one, and you came right into conference play. You scored 11 in your debut. What was that feeling like for you?
Surreal, man. I can say that I'm truly blessed to get this opportunity, you know, that these guys brought me along and believed in me, that Coach Elmore believes in me. And honestly, it's nothing that I could ever take for granted.
I guess one thing when you talk about taking things for granted, I was talking to Coach Mike after the Coffeyville win last week, because you've been impressing me. I did not expect this at all. But he was talking about how he believed you'd be a D1 player if you hadn't had that injury setback in high school. Can you take me through what the comeback was like over here?
Man, honestly, you know, I can't recall the game. It was a tough game against College Station. I believe I was playing pretty good this time, and the injury just, it was just so random. You know, when you feel that snap in your your brain, you know, it's hard. And the whole recovery process, man, they said I got cleared in 6 months, actually. So that was, you know, every day, like, you have to come back to this basketball.
Mm-hmm. So it's your first season back with basketball. Charles, you were in the D1 level last year at Tulsa. Can you talk me through a little bit of your experience there?
I'd say for me, my first year, I can be honest with myself, I wasn't prepared. Taught me a lot. I had to learn about the field, IQ side of the game. I had bad habits. I still have bad habits now, and it's just, I know why. I'm not to knock JUCO, but I know why I'm here at a JUCO. I'm here to get better and improve on my weaknesses. And my first year, obviously, we didn't have the greatest record, going 5-25, and I took that year for what it was, and it helped me become a better player.
No, of course, and I appreciate the honesty. What was the biggest thing you learned from the Division I level?
The biggest thing I've learned, and even I'm still learning here, is I have to show up every single day, every single practice, every single game, whatever the case may be. I can't take breaks off. I have to show up. I have to be there. I have to be consistent. And that's something that even now I'm struggling with, but I'm getting better as the year comes along.
When you talk about Tulsa, that's a, you know, program that's basically in one of the major conferences. The American's right outside the Power Six, really, in college basketball. When did you first kind of have that realization that, yeah, I want to play college basketball one day?
I guess for me, it was kind of like the game of basketball has done so much for me, and it's just the thing with college basketball is just if I get a chance to, for one, get a free education and potentially pursue a career that could make money and not just take care of myself, but take care of people around me, take care of people that have grown me, raised me, and that I just want to look afterwards. That's what college basketball has done for me. That's what made me pursue it and want to keep going hard.
Talk to Coach Mike about this. I wanted to hear your guys' thoughts on this. I'll start with you, Charles. Basketball is a sport that I feel like you can pick up in any different area of the country, and it's a different game. You play in New York, it's completely different from L.A., it's completely different from Texas. What is the style of basketball like in Katy, just outside of Houston?
I would say for basketball, I mean, guys are just competitive. You know, it's good. Them talk trash, going to get in, you're going to be physical. And I guess growing up, I was fortunate to grow up with him, and I played around a lot of talented people, like a lot of athletic, a lot of skilled guys. And being in Texas, Katy, we're like right 30 minutes away from Houston, like you meet, it's a big pool. It's a skill, talent. You got to go against that every single day. And I'm just glad I was able to grow up in that situation.
EJ, I'll ask you the same thing. A couple words to describe what playing basketball like in Texas.
I mean, he described it best. Honestly, the term I'd use is like grit. You know, like you're going to talk something, back it up. That's the best way I could describe it.
Is there a best player that you've either played with or played against where you've played with a guy and realized like, oh my God, this guy's insane?
I believe y'all talked about it earlier, but LJ Cryer. I had to guard him my freshman or my sophomore year, and that was a task.
How did he do in that game, if you don't mind me asking?
It was more so, it was like a preseason scrimmage, so honestly, I think I did okay.
All right.
Holding up against a guy of that caliber, you know?
He's played at some big schools. He played at Baylor, now he's at Houston. Charles, I guess I'll ask you the same thing. Is there someone that you've either played with or played against that's really stood out to you?
I wouldn't say against. I mean, I played against some good players. I'm not saying that's a sliding guys, but if I had to say with, I'd probably say our starting point guard right now, Brody. For what he's doing at his size and like the challenges that he has to go through just to get to Division I, come back JUCO and still perform at an elite level, get all the offers that he has for how much he's been doubted, how much he's been overlooked. He brings it every day. He never complains. Like, that's when I look at him like, yeah, I try to emulate that. Like, that's someone that I really like. That when you say wow, like, that's something that I look at every day. I'm like, yeah, that's special.
And I feel like one thing that I notice when I watch you and I watch Brody play and I watch all the guys from Texas on this team play, you guys communicate a lot. Is that a Texas thing? Are you guys all tight?
Yeah, I want to say it's a Texas thing, but I'm, if you want to call it a Texas thing, it's a Texas thing. But, I mean, we're just trying to get better at that. You know, we want to establish that as part of our culture. And it's not pretty. It's not, you know, sometimes it may look like cussing. It may look, oh, we're together. But, I mean, we try to communicate best we can.
Mm-hmm. EJ, I want to go back into you because you were talking about the comeback process of injury. When you got cleared in 6 months, when did your mind go to, yeah, I want to get back to basketball?
Man, honestly, I mean, I was so eager. Like 3-4 months throughout my recovery process, I was trying my hardest to already pick up a basketball, getting all the drills and everything, but coaches wouldn't let me. So, you know, I was just, it was something that I knew that I needed to get back to it. You know, this guy needed me right here. You know, my teammates needed me back. And, you know, missing out on that junior year run because I was hurt, you know, it I knew that if I was there, I could have made a difference. And, you know, coming back to all of that, I felt like I had to get back no matter what it was.
When did you start playing basketball competitively?
Fourth grade, yeah.
Got it. And I asked Charles kind of that same thing. Was there a dream to play college basketball?
Yeah, most definitely. Honestly, you know, as a kid, dreams and aspirations are the biggest, you know, but everyone wants to go to the league. Everybody wants to go to the league.
So I guess you're talking about how you got into around fourth grade. Was there any guys that you really liked watching while you were growing up?
My biggest ones, I'd say growing up, I love watching Kyrie. You know, that's been my favorite guy from day one, you know, since his couple of games at Duke he had. You know, I've always studied and watched everything he's done on the court inside and out. Like, he's been, you know, a guy I've paid a lot of close attention to.
Yeah, there's a lot of good guards in the NBA, especially now. Hurts that Ja's done for the year. There's a lot of good point guards you watch. SGA's having a big year. Mm-hmm. Are any guys you really like in the NBA right now?
Too many, man. Jason Tatum, Ja, Anthony Edwards. He's a new favorite for me. I love watching Anthony Edwards. There's so many I could name.
He's hilarious, too.
And yeah, he is.
Did you see the news, actually? They're doing that Netflix is doing like a style show, and it's LeBron, Edwards, Jimmy Butler, Tatum, and Sabonis, yeah. I think. Do you watch any shows on Netflix?
No, I'm not too big on Netflix. I'm more of a YouTube person, but yeah.
I hate to admit it, I'm the exact same way. It's just how I grew up on stuff. Excuse me. Charles, let me go back to the same question I just asked EJ. Are there any guys that you really like growing up watching basketball?
I'd say for me, main favorite would probably be guys like Kawhi. My favorite would probably be Kawhi Leonard. Reason being that he's just a strong, physical dude. Game's real simple. Gets to his spots. Doesn't let anybody rush him. Just really efficient. And he's a two-way. Gonna play defense. Gonna play offense. Like, he's gonna be there every time that he can.
Did you ever get a chance to watch him play while he's in San Antonio?
I mean, nah, I was too young for that. And I wasn't even – I didn't start playing basketball until I was like 13. So, like, basketball's kind of relatively new to me. Yeah, no, I didn't really watch it.
Okay. Got it, for sure. Let me ask you this then. I was just asking EJ about, you know, maybe Netflix or YouTube hobbies. What is your favorite hobby outside of basketball?
Like he said, I'm more of a YouTube type of guy. I mean, outside of basketball, I mean, I really just, you know, watch my shows, you know. I mean, that's really it, to be honest.
So last question for both of you. I'll start with you, Charles. November 1st this season, opening night, neither one of you were in the lineup. You were expected a redshirt, EJ. Charles, you were waiting on eligibility to clear. 2 months have now gone by, and you're crucial parts of this rotation. Is that wild to you?
Very. I mean, at one point I was told, I mean, I'm going to be coming back next year, just, you know, train a whole year to get blessed to start. I mean, yeah, it's been very crazy, to be honest.
EJ, same question. 2 months ago, you were expecting the red shirt. Now you're a crucial sixth man, averaging 10 points a game so far. Can you talk me through what your mind's been like?
Man, it's been hectic, but, you know, honestly, with the supporting cast of all these coaches and guys, they really keep me level. And honestly, you know, throughout this time where I thought I was going to redshirt, you know, there were no days off. So whenever my opportunity was to come, they made sure I was ready.
Two guys from the same hometown, same high school, now playing for the same community college. How special is that, man?
It's great. It's amazing, man. It is.
Thank you both for coming on. Elijah Roberts, Charles Chukwu. Team takes on Dodge City next Wednesday. Guys, thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That'll do it for another edition of the Garden City Community College Coaches Show. I want to give a big thank you to women's basketball head coach Greg Franklin, assistant basketball head coach Mike Harmon, as well as guard Elijah Roberts and center Charles Strickler for coming on tonight's show. Also, big shout out goes out to Old Chicago for housing us here for this show. It airs every Thursday, if you're just joining us, from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock, now that we're back here in 2024. For Colin Wolf, who's back in the KWKR 99.9 The Rock studio, I've been Cal Friedman saying so long. We'll talk to you tomorrow on the morning write-up at 9 o'clock. You've been listening to this edition of the Garden City Community College Coaches Show, live from Old Chicago.
You've been listening to the Garden City Community College Bronkbusters Coaches Show, live from Old Chicago in Garden City, a sports presentation of Western Kansas Broadcast Center Sports.